Good morning, everybody. This is Saturday Chronicle on Saturday, December the 16th, 2023. My name is Pat O'Brien, and I'm joined by my co-presenter, Anthony Linehan, and we are also joined by Jim Collins on controls. We are broadcasting from the studio in the Deer Building in Scarlett GA grounds on 80.3 on the O'Gunnell transmitter and 92.7 on the Tullow transmitter. Our sponsors today are J.M. Nash, Solicitors, Main Street Scarlett, and Dell Kitchen Design, Tom Graney. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, sir.
How are you this morning? Nice and fresh.
I'm alive
fresh.
And kicking. Yes, it is. Very good. Yeah. Lovely. Good to be here.
Yeah, I suppose we'll have the news headlines now for a start off.
Right, well, I'll launch into the news headlines. So we, first of all, in Scariff Bay Community Radio, would like to sincerely thank everyone who supported our Monster Raffle this year. We got amazing support. The draw will take place live on air today, Saturday, at 5 p.m. Our own SBCR presenter Jennifer McConnell and her dog Belle have taken to the roads again this year to walk 150 kilometres up to 29th of December in aid of three charities. And you can check her Facebook and Insta pages. All donations gratefully accepted. And the contact is idonate.ie/fundraiser/2023 Jen Bell, that's spelled B-E-A-L, annual, Jen Bell annual fundraiser, 150 km, three charities. Midwest Simon community will benefit again this year as June Curtin Snava Sosta and her supporters have started taking 63 dips. Well, fair dues to them. Why don't they do 64? 63 dips in the Atlantic Ocean up to December 21st in the hope of raising a massive €200,000. The charity is opening a social grocery store in Ennis to help tackle food poverty. You can help by visiting the website idonate.ie/fundraiser/Snava Sosta. Scariff National School is holding a bake sale in the school tomorrow Sunday after 11 a.m. Mass. There will be lots of delicious treats, mulled wine and raffle tickets on sale. All are welcome. Fecal Community Hall committee members are holding the draw for its annual fundraiser, a Christmas raffle, on next Monday the 18th. Cards are still available in local businesses and from the hall committee members. O'Gonnell National School pupils will be having a Christmas carol service on Tuesday 19th at 7:30 p.m. in St. Malua's Church. All parishioners are more than welcome to attend on the night. Mary's Meals Christmas Gifts campaign has started, and from as little as €5.50, which will provide 50 meals for children in their place of education, you can play your part in changing the lives of those most in need. Visit marymeals.ie to download a gift today. SVP East Clare annual Christmas appeal is again this year looking for your support for their work. Without your help, they simply would not be able to support those who are still struggling in East Clare. There are several ways to help. Visit the website svp.ie/Clare Fundraiser Appeal 23. Please support this essential charity. A Song of the Season concert supporting the Society of Vincent de Paul will take place tomorrow, Sunday, 4:30 p.m. in St. Flannan's Catholic Church. There will be performances of seasonal and choral pieces by leading local choirs. All are welcome. St. Camine's Church of Ireland, Mount Shannon, will be the venue for an evening of carols and lessons this Sunday 17th at 7 p.m. There will be also 9 lessons and carols on Sunday 24th at 4 p.m. in St. Flannan's Cathedral in Killaloe. So that's St. Camin's this Sunday 17th. The East Clare Peace for Peace in Palestine concert will take place in the Scariff GA Hall at 8 p.m. this Sunday. Proceeds from the concert will go to the Irish Emergency Alliance, who have established a Middle East emergency crisis in response to the ongoing horror in Gaza. Performers are from our local communities in East Clare. Tickets are €20 and are on sale at Eventbrite and also in Rogers Centre and Band's shop in Scariff and McDermott's shop in Whitegate. Clare Haven Services are still running their popular Insights Personal Development Programme for women subjected to domestic abuse. It will continue up to the 18th of December from 6:30pm to 9:30pm in the Clare Haven Services Outreach and Resource Office in Ennis. Visit the website clarehaven.ie. And Women's Aid are having an annual Christmas appeal to help provide specialist support to women and their children who are subjected to violence and coercive control, especially at this time of the year. Christmas should be a time of peace and joy and not a time of terror. Visit their website womensaid.ie to donate to this essential cause.
Scariff Library are hosting their Junior Book Club on Tuesday the 19th at 4pm. The book is Spellstone, the greatest magic is hidden in plain sight. There are copies available at the library desk. The library will also be having an age-friendly Christmas memory cafe on Tuesday the 19th at 10:30am. They would love you to come along to share any of your Christmas memories. They will also be holding a poster evening on Thursday the 21st at 7pm, hosted by Nikki Griffin to celebrate winter, solstice and Christmas with poems. Fetal National School will celebrate Christmas with a play which is being held in St Mary's Church on Thursday the 21st. All classes will be involved in one production called A Magical Christmas Jigsaw. Everybody is invited to this lovely occasion for the whole community. In Iscaltra National School, Mount Shannon will be having their annual fun Christmas concert in Mount Shannon Hall on Thursday the 21st at 7pm. There will be a raffle, a sweet shop, tea, coffee, etc. available on the night also. As the light fades and we approach the darkest night, join Gill to dance a beautiful winter solstice wave on next Thursday the 21st in the Community Hall, Fetal. Doors open 10:15am. The warm-up is at 10:30am, followed by 1 hour of music. The 12 o'clock Hills Winter Solstice Walk will take place on Saturday the 23rd at 6pm. Parking will take place at 5:30pm in the Belvoir Trailhead Car Park. All walkers must have a torch and wear warm clothing and appropriate footwear. No dogs allowed. Donations can be made via the website 12oclockhills.com. There are a few Christmas Day swims taking place as follows. In Mount Shannon at 11am in aid of Raheen Community Hospital, there will be hot drinks, teas, coffees, hot chocolate, hot whiskey freely available from the Boathouse Cafe, which are sponsored by local charities or local businesses. I suppose you'd be having the whiskey after the swim and not having it before it, the hot whiskey.
You never know.
Fetal Kilnina Club will be having their swim in aid of the Osgell Cancer Research in memory of the late Sean O'Callaghan at Dagmount Pier at 11am. Donations can be made online, idonate.ie fundraiser. And the Christmas Day swim in the 2 Mile Gate, Killaloe at 12:30pm is another worthy cause as all money raised is going towards mental health services for young people to be delivered in the Killaloe Ballinair Community and Family Resource Centre. All support for these swims will be greatly appreciated. The Road Safety Authority, RSA, and Garda Síochána and the Department of Transport and Justice are together urging road users to act responsibly and safely when using the roads throughout Christmas and New Year period. They are calling on people to refrain from driving while under the influence of alcohol, illegal drugs, using mobile phones, speeding, non-wearing of seatbelts. As the end of November, there have been 172 people killed on Irish roads this year. Visit the website rsa.ie. The 12 Days of Christmas Law for the Tint Clare Scariff Mount Shannon Scouts have some fantastic prizes, including a week in Las Vegas and a weekend in Barcelona, and ten more on offer. So be sure to buy tickets and be in with a chance to win these amazing prizes and support the local scout group. Check their Facebook page for details. There's fine prices in that a week in Las Vegas.
Yes.
or a weekend in Barcelona, too.
Yes.
It's be nice for the new year. A tractor on the aid of Raheem Hospital will take place on Wednesday the 27th at the Cobblers West Bodaig. Registration from 11 a.m. All are welcome. Kilinina GA will be hosting a race night fundraiser on Thursday the 28th of December at Ray McNamara's Bar from 9 p.m. Race cars have been distributed and the club appreciates the wonderful ongoing support from the community as this promises to be a fun event. Forge Ireland has released a swimming sport spots recommendation list that includes Mount Shannon Beach in East Clare that will leave you refreshed. And renewed. Getting away from the busy time of year can be just what the mind, body and soul needs. For more information on all the special places chosen, please visit the website discoverireland.ie-weather. That's the news headlines. Tune in to the main news when they will have an update on these stories and some Christmas music. News headlines are compiled by Ursula Hogan and read today by myself, Pat O'Brien and Anthony Linehan. Thanks for listening and take care. Now, Jim, we have Brian Quinn of Garda Focus. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, lovely. Yeah, I can hear you well, yeah. You're grand. We just have one thing this morning. It's just a small bit of crime prevention advice for the public.
Yeah.
basically, at Gardaí and County Clare, we're aware that there's a current email-based scam fraud where people are receiving correspondence claiming to be from An Garda Síochána. Usually the correspondence will state that the individual is currently subject to ongoing legal proceedings as traces of their identification data has been found in investigations related to child pornography and similar offences. The Gardaí, we don't send out or make contact with people for investigations in this way. And or just the advice that we're given is to respond to any unsolicited emails seeking personal, financial or security advice and never click on the link attachments to unsolicited emails. And if you believe that you have been caught in this way, that you can contact the Garda station on the confidential line, and the phone number for that is 1-800-666-111. That's 1-800-666-111. Or you can contact your local Garda station. Now, there's a bit of that going on, so there is, but the guards will never contact anyone for an investigation via email. That's all right?
Yeah. I heard of another scam there during the week, and I think St. George Duffy about funeral. Do you know where downloading a funeral of a relative in a foreign country or something like that, and you might have to pay. And they have it cloned as well now, and people have been caught. Well, their information has been sourced.
A lot of the scams now, they're very professional. Like, they're very easy to get caught out with. There's a lot of phone scams via WhatsApp, text messages. All that, there's saying that this is your daughter or son, that my phone is broken, could you send on a few pounds via Revolut, this kind of thing. So it's just to have people aware of them. And there's a lot of scam texts as well, say, from the likes of OnPost or AIB. But all you need to know with those is if it's coming in via a telephone number, you'll notice it straight away. It'll be a telephone number that it comes in through, like a mobile number. Do not reply to them. Do not click on any links. Don't open Anthem. Just ignore them or delete them.
And the Garda one comes in on the phone number as well, Brian, does it?
The Garda one comes in via an email. Now, if you actually read the... It'll come in on, you know, like Garda-headed paper.
So is there a Garda logo coming in, like...
Garda logo, the whole lot,
really?
But the wording itself will be off. It won't be good English we never send out emails. We never send an email like that, so we don't. So if you get any email from the guards or any any security service in any country, which can happen, like from England or whatever, usually pertaining, they usually kind of make people feel like that there's it could be a serious crime, like child pornography or something like that, or exploitation or things. It's to make people afraid to click on the link straight away. Just do not open any link. There's no point. It's a pure scam. Just if you get anything like that at all, just ignore it, basically. And if you're worried about it, you can contact the guards in relation to it. Like, but it's just if you don't open up any link, you're fine, basically.
And I suppose, Brian, with people, I suppose, doing a lot of online shopping as well, they'd want to be careful as well, because you'll hear of where they can clone the those companies as well, those online companies where they can scam as well. Yeah,
they can. Just if you haven't dealt with the company, you will know the emails coming in, you know what I mean? Your tracking number and stuff like that. If there's anything other than that, just do not open it. Just don't go near it, because they can get we have had them where they've got access, they'll ask you to download an app to test your internet speed, stuff like that as well. But then that'll give them access to your phone, and they'll have full access to all your online banking, and they'll actually take over your phone. So just be very careful that if someone's been pushy on the phone, if it's unsolicited, just hang up, don't answer them.
Yeah.
That's it, basically.
I suppose, Brian, you'll be out, your colleagues will be out over the Christmas and the New Year period as well, with the drink driving and the maybe drug driving is another part of that now as well.
There'll be a lot of checkpoints over the coming weeks, yes, in relation to drink driving and drug driving. We've now got the kits in the car, so the drug driving test will be performed on the side of the road. They only take about 5 to 7 minutes, so there'll be a lot of that going on. Just to have people aware, if they do take drugs, it does stay in your system for a longer period of time compared to alcohol, which will be gone by the next day if you're drinking in moderation. If you're not drinking in moderation, there's a lot of people overindulge over the Christmas, that it can stay in your system longer. If you feel any way, if you just don't drive, basically.
And
the drugs stay in a lot longer in your system. So if you are that way inclined, the best advice is to stay away from it, because there'll be a lot of checkpoints, traffic core out. We have them in our own standard cars now as well, so Most checkpoints that we conduct now do involve both drug and drink driving and test.
And I suppose the advice to people is not to chance it. You know, some people will chance it, and they'll say not to chance it. I was just reading the news there before you come on, Brian, and I see there was advice from the RSA and all that, and there was 172 up to the end of November. There was 172 people killed this year on the roads, which is a high figure, you know.
Seriously high number, yeah.
Seriously high number. So
that's what we're saying. I wouldn't even chance one. Do you know what I mean? Because it just depends. There's a lot of variables in it. The amount you've eaten, your size, your height, your weight, all that comes into effect. What I mean? And the tolerance levels on the machines is quite low now. So I wouldn't even chance one, basically. Even a glass of wine with a meal, I wouldn't even chance.
And I suppose speeding on the road and keeping to under speed limits is another thing that people would want to watch out for as well.
Yeah, and basically we would be advising people this time of year, especially the roads are slippy. Check your tires. Make sure your tires are good. That's one of the biggest issues that we do have. There's a lot of traffic accidents. People are kind of home for the Christmas. They're rushing around from here to there. Just take your time. The roads aren't in great condition due to just being wet and slippy and debris on the roads. Just have your headlights cleaned, which is a big issue at the moment. Just a great one for that is always clean your headlights. Make sure you can see. Make sure you can see and you can be seen, basically. Cars are dirty, you know what I mean? Make sure your tires are good, your headlights are visible, you know. So those small little things will help, like.
Yeah, yeah.
We do have an awful lot of accidents this time of year. So
Yeah, you've shot days and you've shot days and you've dark nights, and you know, I suppose it's
exactly,
important. To,
exactly. And the roads aren't in great condition as well. So a lot of factors to take into account. We just want people to have a safe Christmas. Yeah. You know, get through the period, you know, nice and safely with no incidents really. That's what we're hoping for.
Brian, thanks very much for your time, and all the year we've been talking at different times, and we wish you a happy Christmas and a happy new year.
And same to yourselves, bud. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Happy Christmas, Brian. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, bud.
Okay. Thanks, Brian.
Bye now.
Thank you.
Bye.